Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
About today's show is because one of my mentors is on the show today, and I'm nervous because he is not only a gem of a human being with a golden heart, truly a golden heart, but has so much authenticity in what he does, and I have learned so much from. So here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about money. We heard Mark Waldman a couple days ago say that money is one of the, if you just flash a coin for a nanosecond in front of somebody's eyes, it will cause a greater reaction than any other thing that you could flash in front of somebody's awareness. So let's talk about money in your life. Do you know how much money you want to make this year? Do you know how much you want to make the next year? What about 3 years? What about 5 years from now? Well, today, my guest is one of the visionaries of The Secret. He's one of the visionaries featured on The Secret. And he said if you really want to change your income, you need to recalibrate your financial set point. What that means is we need to rethink what we are worth. So how do you do this? Well, my guest today, my gosh, his mother and father only made it to grade 3 and 4, and now in his life, he finds himself on The Secret, mentoring many, many people like myself, and he created a program that has such advanced technology. It's basically everything I've ever studied in one place. It's a stacking system of neurotechnology, I will call it. So welcome to the show, John Assaroff. Thank you for being with me. So nice to have you here.
Hey, Lisa, it's so great to be here, and thank you so much for such a beautiful welcome.
Well, I mean it, and you know it. So let me talk to me a little bit about when you were young. You just blows me away that your mother and father only made it to grade 3 and 4. Where did they grow up?
My parents grew up in Israel. My mother's actually from Romania. My father's from Morocco. Then they moved to Israel, met when they were in their teens and got married and basically started having a family right away. And unfortunately, back in those days, school wasn't the priority, but helping the family, you know, make some money to be able to feed the family was the most important thing. And so they really didn't have much of a formal education. And as a result of that, unfortunately, they struggled their whole lives not to have enough money and argued about money and fought about money. And I can share with you that to this day, I remember the screams that went on in my home because, unfortunately, my father was not just somebody who didn't know how to make a lot of money or enough money, but even the money that he made, he ended up gambling on horses and on playing cards.
Oh, wow.
So I had a very negative experience early on in childhood, and I remember some of my earliest thoughts saying that I will never, ever worry about money like this. I will never put my children and whoever, you know, the immediate family is in such pain and agony and misery as we had to endure as a result of, unfortunately, his addictions. And thank God for him, he was able to relinquish those addictions but never really learned how to make enough money to make ends meet. But he's a wonderful man.
Well, it's amazing to hear you tell that story because, I mean, it explains... Whenever I see mission and passion come together, I always see success. In all of the people that I interview, when you have such a deep-seated passion for doing something that comes from a story like yours, it's going to be successful because it comes from the fiber of your being, who you are being.
Well, you know, I heard a long time ago that a lot of people who are successful have turned their mess into their message.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I was really, even as a young kid, I just wanted to work so I would not have to feel less than the other kids and not have to feel like, you know, we never went away on vacation. We, you know, a family dinner out that was a special night was going to McDonald's. And
wow.
And I remember
wow.
that was a special night.
Mm.
And well, sorry, go ahead.
No, well, I mean, you had then, you met a mentor in your life that kind of helped you. I mean, how did you change this whole thing around? How did you realize that that wasn't all that there is?
Well, from the age of about 12 to 17, 18, I ran with a group of kids who just got into so much trouble. We were lying, stealing, cheating, breaking and entering, and just doing things that just were not responsible or ethical or moral. And I knew that it was wrong, but it was one of the ways that I could put money in my pocket and feel like I was a somebody. And I had pretty low self-esteem. I didn't like school. They didn't like me. And so, you know, there wasn't a match there. And then one day I went to visit my brother, and he introduced me to this man who he was teaching tennis to, who was just a beautiful man. His name was Alan Brown. And Alan was a real estate developer. He had real estate offices. He had, at the time, around 700 employees.
Wow.
And for some reason, he just took a liking to me. And he asked me, you know, a bunch of questions that I nobody ever asked me. Like, you know, why are you doing the things that you're doing? Do you think you're capable of achieving more? What do you think the purpose of your life is? And for the most part, I just looked at him like a very dumbfounded, stupid kid. And because I was honest with him, I told him the truth that I wanted to get better and I wanted to live a better life than my parents did. He asked me if I would come to Toronto and get into real estate. And at the time, I was 18. And
wow.
I said, at 18, I said, nobody's going to want to buy real estate from me. He said, stop. He said, I don't want to hear that. I don't want you to tell me what people will or won't do. Let me guide you. And he really became not only a father figure, but he became a mentor to me in thinking, a mentor to me in learning some of the, the strategies and the tactics, the actual things that we need to do in order to achieve success. And he was the first one that really introduced me to what I call today, and many people have heard this before, as the proper mental diet. And he filled my brain every single day with a mental diet of possibilities, a mental diet of probabilities. And he had me thinking about things that I never thought about before. He had me really change the way I thought, not only about myself, but what was possible for me, regardless of only going to grade school, in grade 11, excuse me, in high school, regardless of my parents' story, regardless of the circumstances and all of the excuses that I came up with, it was irrelevant to him. He wanted me to focus on what I wanted, and then he really gave me a day-by-day plan that was achievable for me to do that. And thank God for Alan Brown.
Wow. And then you immersed yourself in everything that he gave you with the seminars and tapes and books and, I mean, you did the work, which is important. I think I remember you explaining to me the difference between being interested in something and then actually doing it and being committed to it. So you actually did it, which...
Yeah, you remind me, I have a smile on my face. One of the first questions he asked me when we had set my goals, he asked me to go home and set some goals for my financial goals, my health goals, relationship goals, charity goals, spiritual goals, and half of them I couldn't even answer because I had no idea. I mean, charity goals, I thought charity goals was how much money I was going to put in my pocket. That was my charity goal.
Charity was for you, yeah.
Right, and spiritual goals was, I had no idea. But even when I put down, you know, I'd love to be a millionaire, he didn't flinch an eye, but I said to him, I really don't believe that I can or I know how. He said, well, that's irrelevant right now. He said, the question you should be asking yourself is, are you interested in becoming a millionaire, or are you committed to becoming a millionaire? And when I asked him, what's the difference? He said, well, if you're interested, you're going to come up with excuses. It says you won't study, you won't rehearse, you won't practice, you won't do what I suggest you should do that I know works. And he said, but if you're committed, you'll do what it takes. You'll do whatever I ask you to do. You'll study what I tell you to study. You'll listen to what I tell you to listen to. You'll go to the seminars and rehearse and practice the scripts and the objections and the lines, and you'll do it like you're an actor or actress that's getting paid $10 million to pretend that they are a role that they want to win an Academy Award for. And I said, wow.
Uh-huh.
And the good news for me, I was gifted athletically and played basketball, so I knew the value of practice. I knew the value of, you know, staying at the free throw line and shooting 100 free throws a day. I knew, you know, the idea of visualizing it. I knew that I had to get in great shape. So I had a little bit of foundation from sports to know the value of practice and repetition. And when I applied that minor discipline that I had at the time to learning how to make money and become a business person and really apply what he taught me, everything changed. I mean, the first year, I mean, massive change. The second, third, fourth, fifth year, I was not the same human being, nor was I achieving the same results.
God, that's great. I mean, you can change who you are no matter what the upbringing is. And even if there's someone on the call here who said they're 63 and has a good paying job, once semi-retired at age 63, how do I attract money to alleviate my financial pressures and truly enjoy my last chapters in life? Someone, Gary from Tahoe City, is asking that. And that is a great question. It's the other side of life, of where you're talking about in the very beginning of what you experienced and being a mentor. But I think it goes back to the why. Like, we need to talk about that. The why in life is such an overthought. We oversee it a lot. What is the why? Why is it important?
Well, before we answer the why, I just want to share a little story with you that I think can help that person who's asking the question. About a year and a half ago, I was in Australia, and I was giving a lecture and I think it was in Perth, which is Western Australia, and a woman was standing in line after my talk, and she was crying. And I asked her, why are you crying? Is everything okay? She says, I am 66 years old. My name is Joni Sanderson. I have been a widow for all my life. I've raised 5 children on a widow salary of $12,000 a year. And I heard you. She said she heard me on a call just like this and bought one of our programs called Winning the Game of Money. And she started to retrain her brain. And last year, she made almost $100,000 for the first time in her life because she retrained her beliefs about herself. She's a caregiver. And so she was giving away all the services because she didn't think that she deserved to charge people and that she was of value. She started to retrain her brain, her beliefs about herself, her beliefs about what's possible. And she was crying right there in front of me. And I started to have little tears in my eyes, and she's continued in some of our other programs, and now she's making, you know, money. She's making a difference. She's growing and flourishing in her mid to late 60s. And so it doesn't matter. And her why, if we want to go back into her why, she wanted her life to have more purpose and meaning. She'd already raised her children. She felt great. She was helping people. But her why was to be able to do what she was gifted in doing to more people or for more people. And so even to make more money for her. She just wanted to be able to help more people who needed being cared for.
What a gem of a human being. My God. I mean, talk about as if raising 5 kids as a widow wasn't enough. solo. That's incredible. So you can change your mindset. And that's one of the most impressive things about what you have taught me and what I have learned from your program is you can try on the conscious level all day and all night to change your patterns and change the way you're doing things. But unless, and this has been my personal experience, unless you change on the subconscious level, it will not happen because lasting change for me happens on the subconscious level. So tell me why you've learned that, or how you've learned that, and how it's true.
Well, when we talk about mindset, we talk about beliefs, we talk about habits, and we talk about perceptions. From a brain research perspective, all those really are patterns in the brain. And so once there is a pattern that's repeated over and over and over again, either because of something that you do repeatedly, something you see repeatedly, something you experience repeatedly, something you emotionalize repeatedly, your brain creates a groove, a pattern, almost like a road. And the more that that's repeated, the more solid the road becomes. The more solid the road becomes, the easier it is for that message, or let's say vehicle, to travel across that road. And so, you know, at the age of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20, we develop beliefs about ourselves. We develop beliefs about what's possible. And along with those beliefs, these patterns in the brain, we develop habits that support those beliefs. And so for whatever reason, we become habituated to a certain way of thinking, perceiving the world, and then behaving based on our beliefs and our habits. And that takes years and years and years to formulate these patterns. And one of the reasons for that is our creator did something pretty brilliant, and he created this process in the brain called automaticity. What's automaticity? Automaticity says, listen, if you're going to think about something the same way over and over again, feel something the same way over and over again, do something the same way over and over again, I'm going to actually make it automatic for you so you don't have to think about it. That's the subconscious power. So along with digestion, along with breathing without thinking, along with
driving,
with many of our driving without thinking for the most part, there are patterns that we keep repeating over and over and over again, and they're beneath our level of consciousness or conscious awareness. But what we know from all the latest research is that 96 to 98% of what we think about today, what we perceive today, and what we did yesterday or today, we've just been repeating patterns over and over again. So what our job is to do is something called deliberate conscious evolution. Deliberate conscious evolution. Up until now, we've thought that we're basically, you know, born a certain way. We're hardwired. We have, you know, certain circumstances and propensities in our life, and that's the way we are. Well, not true. We now know that through conscious effort, our decision to change, we can actually determine what new patterns we want our brain to formulate. And by going through the exact same process we did when we were children, and that is observation, recognition, by repeating something, whether it's an affirmation, a visualization, an experience, there are a multitude of ways how we can access the part of the brain where our implicit or really well-grooved beliefs and habits are, and we could start to make our own shifts. Imagine if you could perform brain surgery on yourself safely and effectively, and you could say, you know what, let's take this little groove out, let's put this little new groove in, and instead of this one going from here to here, let's take the shortcut instead. Well, that's the era that we're now entering. You know, advancements in technology have not just been for, you know, incredible TV sets and cell phones that have got more power than what we used to launch the first spacecraft to the moon. We're now learning more about the brain than we ever have, and what we're learning is it's pliable, it's moldable. We can take things that caused fear for us in the past that we're aware of or we're not, and we could learn how to eliminate them. We can take the spiritual circuits of the brain, the highest functioning part of our brain, and operate from that level so that our fear circuits and our motivational circuits are working in sync. And so there's some amazing new research that supports that we can change our beliefs. So if you think about this, if we're talking about money, why does somebody earn $20,000 a year and somebody else earns $50,000 and somebody else earns, let's say, $500,000? And some people say, well, it's because they're smarter. And the answer is not true. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people with PhDs and double PhDs that aren't making any money, and there's people, right, you know, in our society that haven't even gone to high school that are making millions. So it's not a matter of knowledge or intelligence. It's a matter of having the right beliefs backed by the right daily and weekly habits of doing very specific things to earn more money. And when you have the beliefs and the habits and the behaviors lined up, and you learn how to manage some of the what we call neural dissonance in the brain, then you're able to get the most sophisticated, powerful tool in the universe, your brain, to work in coherence, in concert, at like a symphony. And then if you learn the right things to do, you can direct your body to develop the habits to do that more frequently.
And I love the neuroscience that backs up all of what you're saying here. And as I'm learning about it myself, it's so fascinating because I can see how what you're talking about, where we can literally perform brain surgery on ourselves now by reframing the neurons in the brain and the way that they fire and the way that they wire and rewire and disconnect or implode or regrow. I mean, it's fascinating. So here's what I want you guys to do, is I want you to go to the website, theawareshow.com/Assaraf, and it's A-S-S-A-R-A-F. And there is, let's see here, there's a question section that I want you to enter in there, and I want you to enter what amount of money you would like to make next year. I just want to kind of play a game here. I want you to enter in what amount of money you want to make next year. Just, and I want you to dream big. I mean, and we're going to turn this into a deliberate conversation in a second, like you had mentioned, deliberate conscious evolution. So if you were to make any amount of money, what amount of money would you want to make next year? Because I want you to become a part of this process. I want you to be an active part of this process. I don't want you to just listen passively to this call. I want you to get involved. And really think about it. And so what we want to do here, and John, I'm going to ask you to kind of guide us through this, is tell us how do we break the financial mindset that we're in now, and how do we think that we are more than we're making now? How do you think yourself as making X amount of million dollars a year? I mean, say mine is $1 million a year. Say that's what I want to do. How do I retrain my brain to think that I am now a millionaire? How do I do that? How would I break all of the financial set points that I have right now in order to change that?
If you would think of yourself as an athlete that wanted to win a gold medal, what would an athlete do? Well, an athlete would first set the goal of getting to the Olympics. Then they would set the goal of winning a gold medal, and then they would start the process of seeing themselves already winning the gold medal.
Right, okay.
And why would you do that? Well, number one, we know that the brain, there's a part of the brain that just doesn't know the difference between something real or something that's imagined. And so when you can access this part of the brain and you start to imagine, pretend, then you start to create the neural pathways of that exact image. Let me give you another example, and I'll share a story that will make this even more real. Several years ago, when The Secret came out, I was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, mm-hmm. and myself and Minnie Driver were in the green room. She was on the show as well, the actress Minnie Driver.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her a question. I said, hey, Minnie, can I ask you probably an unusual question? What's the process that you go through when you get when your agent gives you a script for a role that they want you to play where you're going to make millions of dollars? She goes, wow, nobody has asked me that. She goes, well, usually I look at it and see, is that what I really want? Do I want to play that role? Does that resonate with me? She says, if it resonates with me, then I read the script without really any emotion, just to get a feel for it.
Okay.
And once I get a feel for it, she goes, I start to add more emotion. And then I start to rehearse it over and over and over and over again. I do research on the character. I imagine myself being the character. I imagine what she would be feeling. I would imagine what her voice tonality would be like. I would imagine how she would perceive the world. I would try to look at the role from as many different angles and own the role. So I would start by rereading it over and over and over again. Then we would get to whoever the cast was to play the roles together. And at first, it's kind of like being in kindergarten. We'd fumble all over the place. And then with practice and drilling and rehearsing, we'd get better to the point that after several weeks, we don't even need to hold our script in our hands. And she goes, after around 60 or 90 days, we become the role. And we could instantly, with the click of a finger, assume that role because for hundreds and sometimes thousands of hours of practice and repetition, we've developed a part of our psyche that is that role. And our goal as an actor is to be able to get people who are looking at us on the screen not to remember that I'm Minnie Driver, but that I am that person playing that role for just a short period of time. And so when we look at helping people earn 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times more income than they're earning now, mm-hmm. we help them through a variety of different methodologies that access different parts of their brain in a way for them to start believing that they are worth it, they deserve it, that they're smart enough, that they're good enough, and that they could discover and find the strategies and tactics to implement. And while you do that, you start to develop new habits. Because somebody who's making $30,000 a year just doesn't have the same habits as somebody who's making $1 million. So first you've got to know, well, what does somebody who's making $1 million a year think like? What if somebody's making $1 million
right.
a year or even $100,000 a year, you know, do every day? How do they strategize?
Right,
what do they
right.
do in the morning? What do they do in the afternoon? What do they do in the evening? How often do they review their goals? How often do they seek counsel? So what really starts to happen is once you understand what your goal or vision is for your life, for your business, mm-hmm. for your income, you then reverse engineer all of the things that you have to think, believe, and how you have to behave and what you've got to do. And then over the course of a day, a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months, you're changing from the inside out. It would be the equivalent of watching a movie in the theater and you don't like some of the scenes in the movie. Well, it doesn't make sense to go up to the screen and scratch the screen. If you really don't like the scene in the movie, you go and you change the film.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. See, now this is a great story because questions that are coming up here are, how do I, does it take a lifetime to release all of the blockages? No, and we're going to answer why in a second. Here's another really good one. How do you get the egg before you can even afford the chicken? Money breeds money. Is this one truth? How can one start without money? Okay, because I have listened to the 90-day program, and the 90-day program that John has created is by far the most comprehensive system that I've ever seen because it includes everything that I've ever studied and is in one place, and it's a stacking system. And if you go to theawareshow.com/money, theawareshow.com/money or theawareshow.com/Assaraf, A-S-S-A-R-A-F. They both go to the same place. But we're talking about winning the game of money. And in the program, it goes through cutting-edge brain entrainment technology with sound wave patterns and embedded positive suggestions and precise neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis and meditation and story and it's definitely a stacking system. You have to follow the system from beginning to end and don't go out of sequence because it builds and builds and builds. it is one of the most comprehensive programs that I have ever been through. And why would this program answer those two questions that I talk about?
Well, can I share a little story with everybody for just a moment?
Sure.
And then I'll lead into the program. About 3-4 weeks ago, I was sitting with a friend of mine, Richard, and Richard is a sound healer. He's got a gifted voice, and he can play numerous amounts of instruments. He's a shaman. And we were sitting having lunch, and he was telling me, he said, John, on Friday night, I'm having this event, and I only have 2 people coming. And he says, you know, I can't make any money with this event. I said, well, have you helped a lot of people in the past with your sound healing? He says, yeah. I mean, he says, tens of thousands. I said, well, Richard, one of the things you have to understand about being in business, and obviously he's a shaman and a sound healer, is you've got to be able to get yourself or somebody else to do some marketing and selling for you. I said, let me ask you a question. If we were to stand up right now and just go to the people here in the restaurant and then to the people in this little shopping area that we're out, and we just would say something like, hi, I'm Richard, and this is my friend John, and on Friday night we're having a sound healing event. Are you into healing your body and your spirit with sound? And if we just asked 100 people that question, do you think we'd find 2 or 3 that would go, yeah, I'm really into sound healing. I'd really love to find out more information about it. And he says, well, of course, you know, we'd find 2 or 3 people. I said, then, Richard, what are you still doing sitting here talking to me if you really want to make more money? You don't need a brochure. You don't need anything other than you going to people and offering your product or your service, your knowledge, your information. But you're just not doing that. The question is, why aren't you doing that? And the answer is because you haven't developed the habit and the skill to do it or to get it done for you. So if we help you retrain your brain, when somebody said to me, I don't have money, mm-hmm. money is not the problem. It's what's caused you not to have money that's the problem. And so then I'm going to lead you into, the other part of your question is when I started to research, at one point I had over 1,500 salespeople in my company. And I would
wow.
give people books, CDs, we bring in consultants, speakers, mm-hmm. motivational speakers, mm-hmm. and everybody would say, wow, John, thank you. That was so great. And that's helped us so much. We're going to make so much more money. We're going to take our families on vacation, and we're going to get healthier and join the gym now, and we're going to practice, you know, more of what we've learned. And then 2, 3, 4 weeks later, after the motivation went away, just about everybody went back to all of their old behaviors.
Oh.
And I was wondering, how is it that I'm investing? I was spending $250,000 a year in training my employees.
Wow.
Which was more than most people. And some people would take the training and they would just take off. And others, even though they said they would, even though they read the books, listened to the cassettes back then, you know, and listened to a day or 2 or 3 of training, just didn't do anything with it. So I got fascinated with how is it that information could be the best information and the training could be the best training, but people wouldn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is simply this. We gather information in our short-term memory bank, and it makes us feel good. It actually releases dopamine in the brain because we're learning. We're learning something new, and our brain likes anything that's new and exciting and exhilarating. However, it's not the part of the brain that's responsible for most of our perception and behaviors.
Huh.
That's the
huh.
implicit part of the brain that takes time to train so that it becomes automatic. So when I put together my Winning the Game of Money program, I first looked at what are the best beliefs that somebody could have about earning money, about what's possible, about what's possible for them, about self-worth, about confidence, about certainty, about overcoming the little inner voice that holds us back, about overcoming procrastination and fears and doubts. And so I looked at what are the best beliefs that somebody should have and could have. And then I looked at technology, and I looked at, are there any technologies out there that would basically put aside the conscious thinking brain that sometimes helps us and a lot of times gets us in trouble. And so we found some 3D technology, some brain entrainment technology, some subliminal technology, and a few other specialized technologies that we combined into 9 different levels with 8 different evidence-based or brain research-based methodologies that most people spend thousands of dollars going to see psychiatrists or psychologists do or for. And we combined them into a 9-level program. And that made the brain retraining side of it easy for anybody to just sit and listen to as we guide them through it for 30 minutes a day. And then added a whole bunch more to it to make it the most complete program in the world. And I'll talk more about that when you'd like.
Right. I really don't honestly know how someone can get to the next level that they want to achieve in their life without doing this kind of work, without doing the subconscious work. And
well,
I personally know that that's not possible because you can, I just read a statistic that less than 2% of people accomplish change unless you do the real deep subconscious work. And there's a lot of subconscious work out there. I'm a huge fan of hypnosis and NLP and meditation. I'm a huge fan of that type of work. But I've not seen it put into one place before. And
right.
I did the 90-day program. It completely changed my financial set point, and I did it about maybe a year ago. It was about a year ago. And my husband had to do it with me because only one of us in this family was not going to be in this new mindset. We needed to do this as a team, and he did it and completely changed his financial set point. And I just am passionate about this because I know it works. And from talking with your friend Mark Waldman, who you introduced me to, so I'm gracious for that. But from learning about the brain, you have to retrain and program your brain for the success. And that is what reduces the negative thoughts and puts your thoughts in alignment with your highest goals. You have to get a clear vision. And you can talk about that because you created the program. I just listened to it.
Yeah. Well, you know it's interesting. As you were talking, I'm sitting in my mountain home in Telluride, Colorado, and as I'm looking out at the mountains right now, there are people who will hike, you know, up to the 14,000 foot peak to ski down, and it'll take them, you know, a day to hike up there. And then there's people who will take a helicopter and be dropped off at the top and use all their energy to enjoy the skiing down.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the type of person that I don't mind a little bit of hard work, but I really want the easy way. And so one of the reasons I created this program initially was for myself and my employees. And then people started coming to my events from reading my New York Times best-selling books. And they asked me if I would sell them our proprietary programs that we were using. And then we've already sold 11,000 in the last 2 years, people and companies that are using our brain retraining program.
Wow.
And it's really the people that want to, you know, do it easier, faster, and better. We're using the best technology in the world to get the brain into the most receptive state for change. We don't like change. You know, the brain, there's 3 things the brain likes. Number 1, it wants to conserve energy, so it's lazy. Number 2, it wants to gain pleasure, but it will not gain pleasure at the expense of potential work or danger. And so we use technology to bypass the triggers of fear and anxiety and doubt, and then we use the evidence-based methodologies in different configurations to be able to create the neural patterns as quickly as possible. And all the research says that it takes about 66 days. And people ask me, well, why did you put together the program for 90 days? I said, well, because I know that for some, you know, habits and perceptions and beliefs change, yeah, it can happen in a week or two or three. But most of us who are in our, I'm in my 50s, most people that are in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, we have some deeply rooted patterns, and it just takes a little bit longer. But if I was to say to you that you can undo, you know, 20, 30, 40 years of negative or sabotaging patterns in your brain in 90 days or 180 days, would you do it? And if the answer is yes, great, let's get started. If the answer is no, then what you're basically saying to yourself is, I'm going to be the same person in 90 and 180 days as I am right now. And just accept it. And that's okay, too. But if what you want is to live a life where you just feel like, wow, I've got so much purpose, so much meaning, I can earn the income that I want to earn, to do the things that are important to me. I never tell people what they should spend their money on, but there are certain things that are going to give you a tremendous amount of joy. And one of that might be freedom to do nothing, freedom to go and do more charitable work, freedom to send your children to, I don't know, college or some kind of vocational school, freedom to go and learn the hobby you've been wanting to learn, whatever it is. Money is just a tool. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that with more money, people just magnify who they already are. And my goal is to help really kind, nice, loving, wonderful people become kinder, nicer, and more loving and wonderful, doing amazing things on this earth.
And I also like the idea of really helping people understand why they are in the situation they're in, if they, and how that they, that it is possible, back to the name of this whole series, that possibilities, it is possible to break your financial set point. All these questions that people have are thrown at me, which are great questions, about, you know, how can I get rid of procrastination? How can I get past the negative programming from my family, no matter what? How can I release a lifetime of blockages? People don't even understand that it's possible to do that. And not only is it possible, but here's how. Here's the actual tool on how to do it. And I've seen this happen for myself. I've seen it happen for other people. And I am so passionate about getting it into the hands of other people. And I know that this is a higher price point than we've had on our teleseminar series to this point, and I wanted to call that out because that's how much I believe in it. I know that, and you can actually do the payment and payment options, but I know that this is truly over $4,000. It's a huge value, and it's been reduced to $997 for our listeners, and you can do this in payments, so however you want to do it, but I know that that's the investment that I made in order to make this work for my life, and it worked, and it was really, really amazing. And it helps in so many different areas. It through stories that John tells, through the subliminal affirmations. I would listen to it sometimes before going to sleep and during the day, because when you listen during the day and there's a worksheet and workbook that you fill out along the way, and then at nighttime I would just let, there's these bonus tracks that are all subliminal programming, and they're amazing, all reaffirming what happened in the conscious programs of the stories and so forth. You can explain it better than I can. But
I think there's I don't know if you want me to explain the whole program right now. One of the things for me that was really critical, and I'm a student like everybody else who's on this call, and I've been on the journey just like everybody else, and I've bought all the books, and I've bought all the CDs, and gone to a lot of the programs. And what I wanted to create for myself first was an end-to-end solution. I didn't want to, you know, buy a $100 product here, then 300 more here, right, and 900 more here, and 8,000 more here. I wanted to take all of the best stuff that was out there and put it into one program for myself first. And I spent over $50,000 just putting the technology and the methodologies together initially, $50,000.
Wow,
and
this program?
And so, oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, everything is professionally recorded and edited in the studios with sound engineers, and we have professional writers and hypnotherapists and NLP practitioners and psychiatrists and psychologists and brain researchers, all looking at this before we put it together. But what I also realized was that in addition to retraining my brain with the different methodologies, I wanted to be able to give people some support. What happened when I first started to share this program with people about 2.5 years ago, people would say, oh, my God, John, I've got more confidence, I've got more certainty, and I've never felt better about myself. Now what do I do? And I said, what do you mean, what do you do? Well, how do I make more money? I said, oh, okay, so there's another part to this, and there's four parts to wealth and for money. Part one is, how do I earn more money? Part two is, how do I manage my money better? Part three is, how do I invest money so that it works for me? And part four is, how do I preserve my wealth? So in addition to our brain retraining 9-level program that lasts 90 days, we also created a video training program that goes along with it. And the video training program is about 10 hours worth of video and instructional manual of, here's what you do. Here's the things that you need to be doing now that you have all this confidence and certainty and beliefs and the right habits. And on top of that, so that program, by the way, I think those six different training programs, we sell for, I think, $1,100 and some odd on their own. And they're $197 each. And then people said, well, is there any way that you can give us some extra support? I said, well, if
wow.
you mean like asking you questions and communicating with other people who are on the same path that are discovering new tools, new resources, the answer is yes. So we created a private membership group for anybody that's doing any of our brain training programs. And that normally is about $1,000 a year for people to be in our brain training community, where you're there with thousands of other people and myself and several of my neuroscientists that are involved in the program as well. And so we created not just a brain retraining program that you do on your own or a video-based training program that's sequential and orderly, but we also created a community for people to be able to, for a period of 12 months, communicate with other people who are doing the different levels, who have questions, who are learning new tricks and techniques and tools that are helping them. So it's not just the brain training program or the additional training programs, but it's also a community where you can get the support. You can find an accountability partner in the community who wants to really achieve their goals and dreams. And so it's a real entire system and ecosystem where, A, you retrain your brain, B, you upgrade your knowledge and your skills, C, you receive the strategies and tactics that we know work, and then D, or number four, you get the support to be able to be in a like-minded environment that's loving, caring, kind, and smart.
Wow, this is great because this wasn't available when I had originally gotten the program.
That's right.
I love this. I mean, the videos, the video trainings, I mean, these are some amazing people. Jim Bunch, brilliant guy. And even I love your idea, I mean, your talk here, which you say how to get more done in less time and maximize your daily effectiveness. God, can I use that? And that you also get the community. I know you've grown in such a huge way, and it's so supportive for people. It's great when you have other people going through the program with you that you can interact with and look at their results and their questions about the program and what they're noticing as well, because then you feel like you're not alone in the whole thing, and that's also a really cool thing to do. I would love to go through, and I started listening to it again this morning, realizing I want to go through the whole program again because I want to get to now the levels of things that I wasn't able to hear a year ago. And I already started hearing things this morning and validating how it worked for me and realizing that I have more to go, which was, it makes perfect sense to me because it's a layering process.
Well, it is. It's a stacking process of one layer built over. Listen, I'm like I mentioned earlier before, I'm at my ski home in Colorado, and this morning at 6:30, while I was making my shake, in the background, I was listening to my own program.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
And I don't have to. But I yeah. know that the value of the repetition, it was playing in the background. I was in the kitchen making, you know, my concoction for the morning before I go skiing. And I'm still retraining my brain. And for me, I've been doing this for many, many years, but I know the value of it so well. And I get so excited hearing the stories, you know, people like Joni Sanderson or people like, you know, Vicki Higgins, who helped take her company from $4 million to $5 million in revenue in short order, from being $30,000 in debt to paying off her debt. Ruben Gonzalez, whose business was almost bankrupt and his family life shattered, turned his entire life around, which his business will hit $1 million this year, to homemakers who decided they wanted to help, you know, earn a little bit of extra money for their kids' education, and they're now making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 extra dollars a year. I mean, I've got hundreds and hundreds of stories, and that's just the money program. But what I also want to help people understand is when you learn the right way to deliberately make the changes on the inside, it's not just for money. You can start using the exact same processes to get into the best shape or health of your life, to get into, you know, the best relationship of your life, because your outside results are nothing more than a reflection of what's happening inside your brain.
Ah, that's an interesting way of knowing what the reflection inside your brain is. It's interesting because, well, someone was asking here, how would this program benefit for the people who have lower paying jobs, who don't actually have a prospect of how to make money? The one guy's question that I was asking earlier, who he said he doesn't have career prospects. He's all ears. He'll do whatever it takes, but he wants to go to the next level. Like, how would that help him?
Well, let me share a story. And that'll help. I was on a call last week, and there was a gentleman from Dubai who had to quit his job because his son was suicidal. Mm. And he said to me, I have to quit my job. I have no income. I have to be here at home, and we're struggling. I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end. And I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. I don't recall his name. And I said, let me ask you a question. I said, Let's assume that you love your son and that's why you quit your job. And he goes, I do. He said, I would do anything for my son. I said, okay. And you're struggling financially, and so you don't know how to make any money. He says, that's right. I said, let me ask you a question. If I said to you that if you don't figure out how to use the internet to sell some product or some service, either yours or somebody else's, in the next 6 months and make, let's say, $2,000 or $3,000 extra $1,000 a year, you will never see your son again.
Wow.
I said, will you figure out, will you ask people, how can I make some money? Will you ask, what kind of business could I do at home, part-time, in the evenings, or on the weekends? Could I learn how to sell some things online? Could I learn about Google? Could I learn about, you know, selling products or services online, even if they're not mine? See, there's people making millions of dollars selling other people's things online just because they understand how to get traffic, how to create some good offers on the internet, and how to deliver a service, even if they don't have the product themselves. And the point I want to make to the individual who just said, you know, I don't have a lot of money right now because of a low-paying job.
Right.
You have a low-paying job because you're thinking a certain way and you're blocking your genius. What this program will do for you was unleash the genius within you. It'll show you how to see things differently. If you think about your life, and this goes for everybody, as if you're somewhere on a layer of an onion. There's many, many layers above. There's many layers to the left, to the bottom, and to the right. When you raise your level of awareness, you can't think the same way anymore. When you upgrade your knowledge and your skills and apply them, you start to achieve different results. And so it doesn't matter where you are or how much you make. One of the first things to understand is to recognize what's holding you back, what beliefs, what perceptions, what thoughts, what behaviors or lack of behaviors are holding you back. Then you learn how to reframe them in your mind so that they are not disempowering you anymore. Then the third part is to learn how to release the ones that do not serve you well. And then the fourth part is to retrain your brain to a higher level of perception, a higher level of awareness, and a higher level of beliefs and habits. And over the course of 30, 60, 90, 180, a year, 2 years, 3 years, what you once thought was impossible is not only possible, but you are doing it. It now seems to be too small, so you set bigger goals.
Right.
Bigger vision.
One of the listeners have a lot of great questions coming in that I want to address. But
awesome.
One of the listeners from Philadelphia is saying, can you give an example of how to do this? The examples you've been giving are great, but how do you actually do it? And I think, from my perspective, the answer is in the layers of the – I mean, we could do a technique on the call here, but it's not as powerful as the program, because the program
sure.
does lay in 13 different layers of brain entrainment technology with the sound patterns and the binaural beats and the hemispheric processing. If you've ever tried any of these processes before, if you've maybe tried hypnosis or you've tried HemiSync or you've tried different technologies, this is basically all of those stacked into one 90-day program, in my opinion.
Let me maybe walk people through this. Our brain is known to have five different frequencies that are all going on at the same time in the brain, beta, alpha, theta, gamma, and delta.
Okay.
And those frequencies do different things in different parts of the brain. The most highly focused, strongest brain wave is called gamma, and that is cosmic brain wave or cosmic frequency. When you are in a very, very heightened state of meditation, which basically the monks from Dharamsala, for example, are well known to be able to reach a gamma brainwave frequency. That is the highest frequency that is known in the universe, but also it was never calculated or measured in the brain until Dr. Richie Davidson actually brought in some of the Dalai Lama's monks from Dharamsala. And in that frequency, you're able to observe things that the average person cannot observe. You're able to be in such a high frequency of vibration that all of the normal day-to-day problems or challenges or stories or excuses from the past, they're just not even in the same ballpark. And so our program works simply like this. For the first week, you're listening to level one, and we introduce you to different brainwave frequencies to open up those channels in your own brain that exists, for the most part, have been closed off for most of your life. And then we introduce proper language pattern, precision affirmations, metaphorical stories about your confidence, your certainty, your personal power, your clarity about your goals. Then you move after level one on week one to level two. And now we add some complexity to the technology because your brain is now able to handle a little bit more of the frequency and the vibration that we're putting your brain into. That opens up new channels of possibilities, new levels of awareness. And each week for 12 weeks, we are expanding not only your awareness, your consciousness, your beliefs, but we are programming your brain with the right habits of thought, perceptions, and habits of the most successful people in the world. And you mentioned something earlier around hypnosis. First and foremost, I want everybody to understand this about hypnosis. Hypnosis is not somebody doing something to you so you jump up and down on a chair like a chimpanzee. Hypnosis, all it does is it sets aside, with your permission, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So you allow, through a guided process, a way to set aside all of your old beliefs and habits and paradigms and ideas, and you allow somebody who you trust to embed a suggestion. So, for example, if somebody, you know, is a heavy smoker, a hypnotist would walk them through a story, a metaphorical story, and walk them through how it feels not to be smoking anymore, to be smoke-free, to have their lungs feeling totally full of fresh air with so much energy and vitality. And that is their normal state. So there are language patterns that somebody who's gifted knows how to embed those into the implicit memory system, basically starts to override the patterns that exist of you being a smoker. So if you're somebody that earns, and you pick your own number, whatever number you earn a year or a month right now, imagine if a very experienced, trustworthy person was able to help you set aside those patterns just temporarily and suggest to you that you are smart enough, you are good enough, you know how, you can figure out how. All the answers are there for you. You have the confidence, the certainty to be able to achieve 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times more income. Now, initially, you know, there's a part of the brain that's going to go, that's not true. I don't have the confidence. I don't have the certainty. But if you do that for a day, a week, a month, 2 months, 3 months, your brain starts to develop that pattern. And when that pattern develops and becomes more normal than your existing pattern, basically the neural pathway and the messaging patterns of the old you stop. And the new patterns, because you've been doing it repetitively, starts. Here's something for everybody to think about.
Okay.
If I said to everybody here, hey, let's go run a marathon, 26.2 miles.
Right.
Some of you who are in shape could go, great, John, let's go. But 99% of you go, I can't run a marathon right now. But if we decided to, if we set the vision and the goal that 90 days from now or 180 days from now, let's give it 6 months, we're all going to run a marathon together. And we said, great, what do we need to be thinking about every day? What do we need to be believing? What do we need to be eating? What do we need to be doing?
Right.
And then we commit to doing the right amount of exercise every day. Just about every single person on this call will be able to run a marathon with us 180 days from now.
What'd you call it? A brain diet, right? A brain diet?
That's right. So what we have done is instead of exercise, we've developed the most powerful inner size program in the world.
Yeah, I know that.
Technology and methodologies to help people change the patterns so that it becomes normal for them to do something that they weren't doing before. A, thinking differently, and B, being the person who can earn 2, 3, 4, 5 times more income.
Yes, and I know there's a great person here from Indiana who's saying she's done so many techniques for so long without any effect. And she knows that because of the current situation she's in her life, and it's frustrating. So that question that John just answered about how it all works together in order to create the effectiveness of the program, I mean, over 11,000 people have done this program, and it has worked, and you get to see that because you're on live chats with people throughout the program, so it's very, very well supported. And when you know, if you hit up against a stumbling block, there's coaching there for you, and there's support there for you, which is, I think, one of the most comprehensive parts of the program is that you need that time of support. I also the website again is theawareshow.com/money, and there is at the bottom of the page a free gift that you guys could listen to help you get an idea of what the program is, a little bit, just a little taste there of how to set goals and achieve your dreams and life on target, something that John did, and it's a workbook there. So I wanted you to take a look at that. What were you going to say about the coaching, John?
you know, one of the things we forgot, there's four parts to this whole program.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was the 9-level, 90-day brain retraining program.
Right.
And that's a 30-minute-a-day program. The second part was the 6 video training sessions on making more money and really, you know, making, managing more money. The third part that we didn't talk about was that every 2 weeks we have a live neuro-coaching session either with me, with Mark Waldman, who is my chief scientific advisor, an officer in practice now, and Dr. Joan Rosenberg, who's one of the leading emotional mastery experts in the world. So for the next 3 months, every 2 weeks, you're getting a live 90-minute session where you're learning new skills and new techniques and having an ability to ask our experts questions specifically for yourself. So not only do you get the training, you get the live training, you get the Q&A, you get the online training, and you get the strategy and tactics of what to do.
Oh,
and the reason
cool.
the reason I did this is I just wanted to give people a one-stop shop to really get the job done as opposed to going to 10 different locations to try and figure it out.
That's great. No, that's great. And also to get that, I love that you get the neuro-coaching, which you said there's a difference between coaching and neuro-coaching. And if you could explain that really quickly, that would help that distinction.
Yeah. When people are coaching others that don't have the understanding of what's happening in the brain. So let's say somebody says, you know, I'm feeling really anxious. Unless a coach understands the cause of anxiousness, what causes it, what triggers it, where is it happening in the brain, what are the 3 or 4 best techniques to eliminate it immediately and then release it and get rid of it forever. If somebody has fears of abandonment, fears of looking foolish, and fears of looking being ashamed, there are questions that only a neuroscientist or a neuropsychologist would know how to ask to be able to get to the root of what's causing it. Most coaches put band-aids. I don't want to diss the coaching industry, but I do want to challenge all of them to raise your level of awareness and skill, because what we're learning about the brain now makes it easier for us to be able to overcome the inner challenges that we once had. So most coaches do a very good job, but a neuro coach, a neuro trainer who has a specific understanding of the processes in the brain and what triggers what. If somebody has, you know, a motivation to lose weight or motivation to have a better relationship or motivation to make more money, but there's an underlying fear of success or an underlying fear of failure or an underlying fear of shame or guilt or whatever, and a coach doesn't understand that one circuit will override another circuit. So if you tell somebody, you know, well, just you know, like plow your way through it. Just have a better attitude around it. If you can't give somebody the specific exercise of what to do right now to eliminate that, you're going to be pretty much wasting their time. So the people that work with me, they make $500 to $1,000 an hour because they're the best.
Wow. Wow.
And so,
oh, my God.
And so when you're being trained by one of our neuro trainers and neuro coaches, you're getting people at the top of the food chain. And it makes a huge difference because what took months or years in the past, we could help somebody in moments eliminate those things. So that's part of the program too.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And I know that this works because I actually have done the program. And I know that it's been completely enhanced since I've done it, which is great because it just shows that John is constantly listening to the audience and finding out what the audience wants and satisfying the needs, because it's us who shape these types of programs and it's real life examples. I mean, the questions that you're giving me here on this call, I know will get answered by listening to the course. So much of it is. And I also understand it's about doing the work. It's not one quick fix fixes all. This is a 90-day program. You get to commit yourself. You get the amazing opportunity to commit yourself to something 30 minutes a day that will change the rest of your life. How grateful are you for that? And
yeah.
What's it costing you not to do it is my question. I see people, what you've entered in here, people are entering in what they want to make next year. Some are saying $100,000, some are saying $250,000 I see on here. Someone wants to make $2.5 million, someone wants to make $4 million. Whatever it your goal is this increases your capacity to be able to learn, to grow, and to earn. I love it.
I've seen people with this program go from not having any income to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. I've seen people who use this program going from doing very well to buying their own jets. So
interesting.
You know, so I've seen it all, and the key to understand is it's everybody's God-given right to do as well as you can. One of the reasons I like to help, you know, focus people on making more money is to give them more options to enjoy their lives the way they really want to. And for me, I'm in the stage of my life now where my wife and I, we're in the giving years now, and so we're giving our knowledge, we're doing research, we're investing our money, doing research, brain scan imaging studies with people, and then really looking to bring the best technologies and methodologies to help people with more confidence, more certainty, more personal power, and all that so they can contribute more to the, you know, wonderful, beautiful blue planet we live on together. It's a small little place, and the more we can help each other, the more we enjoy life, and the more life has purpose and meaning.
Aw, oh, that's awesome, awesome. There's just such great love coming in on our question section here, which is so wonderful. And this one of the ones that's coming in, and I know we need to wrap this up, and this is just exciting to me, but people are getting it. People are understanding this. Someone from Opalaka says, how do I identify what's holding me down? And I understand that what this program does is does not so much focus on what's holding you down, but focuses on what is possible and how to get that into the neurology and how to get that into the and start the subconscious mind on working on that. And I found that is extremely valuable. Someone else just wanted to comment from Oakland, who's been a longtime listener and a fan of yours, John, who'd been working at Starbucks for years. Met a partner who was making like millions of dollars a year, and the way that partner influenced her life, she realized that maybe she didn't have to go through. She learned through that experience what this course is teaching in a 90-day process, and compared to 3 to 5 years of learning that. So that's just a huge part of how this is possible. How it's possible to go from one to the other. It's education. It's mind expansion. In this case, it's programming on the subconscious level. It's embedded positive suggestions that we maybe were not raised with. It's affirmations that are done on binaural technology. It's eye movement desensitization processing. It's everything in one place. And I am a huge fan. So thank you.
You're welcome. And one of the things I want to share with everybody, and I believe every business owner should do this, everything that we offer, we always give a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. So I wanted to make sure we shared that with people. I believe in taking all the risk. I know the amount of help that it's given tens of thousands of people. I know the amount of money we've invested in it. I know the research that's gone into it. And my only goal is to help you achieve results. If for whatever reason this doesn't work for you or you don't think it's great, just give us a call and we'll just give you your money back. I mean, we want the relationship and we want you to succeed. But what I can share with you, our refund rate is so small And it's usually because people say, well, I got sick or this happened in my life and I can't do it. And then they come back afterwards anyway. And so I know that if you're committed to yourself, what I want everybody to understand is you're making a decision either to invest in yourself or not. You're not making an investment in a program. You're making an investment in yourself to once and for all release whatever has been holding you back, whatever you know about and whatever you don't know about, and using a tool, technology, and evidence-based methodologies to abolish whatever is happening inside your own head, which controls everything you do and everything you're not doing. So if I believe, and I know, this is the best solution on the planet, and I stand behind that. So
Yeah. If
you order that today and it's not right for you, test it out for the next 30 days and let us know.
Yeah, and you can do payment options. There's three payments in there, and like a three-payment option, which is great. And I downloaded it onto my phone so that I could listen wherever I was. So if I was, waiting in line for something at some point, or if I was, in a carpool line and I had an hour or something, I was always in a place where I could listen to it. And sometimes I would listen during the day and then re-listen at night as I was going to sleep. So the bonus tracks on this program are filled with subliminal technology, which is great for putting yourself to sleep. Oh, fabulous stuff.
Great.
And your mind gets to work on it. Well,
and
thank
Lisa,
you. Yes?
Just before I forget, I want everybody to also know that we have a team of people at my office that are part of our customer happiness team. And if you have any questions, if you need help downloading it, if you need help putting it on your iPhone or on your smartphone or on your computer, our team is there to help you. They'll take over your computer, load it for you. They'll answer any questions live. There's a live person. You don't go through, 10 days of waiting. We answer every one of our emails and phone calls within 12 to 24 hours. We're online. I mean, the support that you're going to receive is what you'd expect when you're making an investment like this in yourself.
Yes, it is. It's truly an investment in yourself, and it's really an incredible program, and I've never seen anything. I remember you saying to me that this is one of the discoveries of the decade, and you
have truly
made such a dent in a culture of people with this particular type of technology. I know you put a lot into it every single day. You're there every day. Your team is there every day. You guys are 100% accountable. You're on it in every way. So that's why the shopping cart goes into John's environment, because it's a fully supported system that is an end-to-end system as well. So you get the program, and then you're in John's environment. You're in his world now, and you're in a place of full support, full question answering. It's a wonderful, accountable place to be in. Trust me. I know it.
Yeah.
I'm there myself. So thank you guys so much for listening and for asking your terrific questions and being so engaged during the call. And you can break this down into payments, just so you know. So if you want to be able to afford it over time, then that's a great way to be able to do it. And just to give yourself the opportunity to make such a difference in your life, it's incredible. So thank you, John, for creating such an incredible program, for sharing with so many people, for being there and being a stand for people to be able to get over their programming, their past programming, and to really create new possibilities in their lives. I am a huge proponent of this. This is one of the reasons I'm on this planet, is to provide the biggest platform possible for brilliant people like you to get your message out to as many people as possible, for them to realize change is possible, there are possibilities, and that you can do it. If I can, you can too. So thank you so much. Very, very
You're so
wonderful.
Welcome. Thanks,
all
Lisa.
Right.
Always great to be on with you. Great to
oh,
be on
you
with
too.
All your guests.
We'll do great things together. Thanks, John.
We will. Bye, everyone.
Take care. All right. And thank you so much for listening. Remember to go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/money. And this is about winning the game of money in your life. It's about reprogramming yourself to be into that game of business. And all of the conversations that you're listening to in the 90-day program can be about business. It can be about life. It can be even you can apply this to athletics. You can apply it to getting any goal that you want in your life. I was listening to it with different frames of mind, and it really helps you understand what success really is. It's about success, and a lot of the conversations that you listen to are about success. So thank you so much. I just want to support you, and I know when things really work for me that I want to share them with you all, and I want you to grow and to learn and expand in so many different ways and to understand that it is possible. So thank you so much for being a part of this call, and thank you to my incredible team who is wonderful and supportive and seamless and makes everything happen for all of the listeners and all of you guys out there. So until next time, I invite you to stay aware.